kākou e na ohana, lanaka mana o meika ino o kou pakahia pau. Mahalo nui again for joining us for another Ha'awina Ulele Hawaii for our weekly Huiki Pai Pai for our ohana punana leo. No leila, let's take a look at our pahuhopu for this week. Ai na pahuhopu e kahi, e na ana I na papani helu kahi, me na papani helu lua. Okay, we're going to review our papani, our pronouns, both our singular pronouns as well as our dual pronouns. Yeah, so we're going to review these as we've learned 7 of them thus far. And pahuhopu e lua, e a'o I na papani helu lehu. The papani helu lehu is basically our pronouns meaning 3 or more. Again, papani helu kahi are our singular one person pronouns. Na papani helu lua are our dual two people pronouns. And our papani helu lehu are our 3 or more expanded pronouns. Okay, 3 or more people. All right, so just keep that in mind as we move forward. Helu ekolu. E ho'o ma'ama'a I ka pepeke aike o me kona kino ho'ole. So we're going to continue reviewing the pepeke aike o in both its positive and negative forms. All right, and the final thing, as usual, e ho'o ma'ama'a I na hua olelo o ka ai. These are our vocabulary words, and right now we're focusing on the various types of food that we eat. Yeah? No leila me ke la mana'o e ho'o ma'waku no kako. All right, so let's begin by reviewing the papani helu kahi, and they are au, yeah, au, which is I or me. And remember, the last time on the last video, I said when you pronounce this word, do not add the okina. Okay, there is no okina, as you can see. It's just the letter a and u. So au, au. If you cannot say au without making the okina, you can use the v sound, vau, okay? As a workaround, but really we want to know how to pronounce au without saying the okina, okay? So au or vau, they both mean I or me. Our second papani, helu kahi, is oi. Yeah, oi, you. Okay, when you're talking to someone, pehea oi. Yeah, how are you? Oi, you. The third papani, helu kahi, is ia, okay, which means he, she, or it. Yeah. But when the ia is in the piko position, we need to have the okina o, yeah? We need to have the ami piko o preceding the word ia in order to make it complete. And therefore, it will be pronounced oya, yeah? Maika'i oya. He, she, or it is maika'i, yeah? Akamai oya. He, she, or it is akamai. It'll depend on the context of who we're talking about. Maika iloa. Oh yeah, so let's take a quick review at the papani helu kahi using some of our kanaka la'au, our stick figure persons, just to kind of illustrate the fact of what these papani stand for. So au or vau, I or me, maika'i. Oi, as we can see, the person on the left is pointing to the person on the right, and he's using the word oi, yeah, as in pehea oi. Yeah, how are you? Pehea oi. Okay, maika'i. The next one is ia. Yep, ia is again he, she, or it. And when in the piko position, you have the okina o preceding the word ia, and it's pronounced oya. Okay, so we have two friends on the left talking about the guy on the right, and you are saying we're using the word oya, like, oh, maika'i, oya. Yeah, so the two guys on the left are talking, yeah, this guy right here, maika'i, oya. He's a really good guy. Akamai oya, she's smart. Okay, so that's how we use the papani helu kahi. All right, let's continue our review with the papani helu lua. All right, papani helu lua, we have kaua, right, which means we two, including the person being spoken to. Whenever you meet someone, you say aloha kaua. What we're saying is aloha to both you and I. Yeah, greetings to you and I. All right, maika'i, the next papani helu lua is maua. Maua, again, is we two, yeah, us two, we two, not including the person being spoken to. So you see how that differs from kaua, yeah? Maua is we two, not including the person being spoken to. Then we have olua, yeah? Olua, you two, yeah? When you meet up with two people, you can say, Pehea olua, how are you two guys doing? Okay. And then the final papani helulua is laua. Yeah. Laua, day two. All right. So here we go. Papani helulua, kaua. Again, kaua is we two, including the person being spoken to. All right. Let's take a look at a quick illustration of the word kaua. Okay. So here we have two kanaka. They're talking to each other, indicated by the green arrow. They're having a conversation. And maybe they're saying, oh, ehele kaua. Yeah, ehele kaua. What does ehele kaua mean? It's a command, right? Or a suggestion. All right, let's go. Let's go. Let's you and me, kaua. Let's go. We go. All right. Let's confirm that and see if it's pololi. Yep, those two guys, they went. They said ehele kaua and they went off. So maika'i, not great example of kaua. The next papani is maua. Us two, not including the person being spoken to. We have two friends and they're talking to another person on the right, another kanaka on the right. And they're probably saying, ehele ana maua. We learned about the maka painu in the previous ha'avina. So now we can say, ehele ana, we'll go, we'll travel. Who's doing the traveling? Maua. All right. So basically what they're saying is, we're going to go. All right. Let's confirm. Oh, yeah. They were talking to the guy. They said, oh, ehele ana maua. And they went off. Yep. There they went. And the other person has stayed behind. As it was very clear, they said maua and they left. Next one is olua. Yeah, olua. All right, let's take a look at the illustration. Okay, so we have three people talking. We have a guy on the right talking to the two guys on the left. Yeah, and he's probably saying, ehele olua. Ehele olua. Yeah, you two guys, you guys go. Ehele olua. Okay, giving them a command or a suggestion. All right, let's confirm if that's what he's actually saying to the two guys on the left. Ehele olua. And off they went. He said ehele olua, and those two guys went on their way. Yeah, maika'i maika'i loa. Oh yeah, ho'omawaku no. All right, and the last papani helulua is laua. Laua, they two, yeah, or them two. And we use this papani when we're talking about people, at least two people. We use laua, yeah, laua, them two. Let's take a look at our illustration. We have two guys and they're talking, they're having a conversation. They're saying, hey, look, there's Malia and Keoni over there. Yeah, you guys, you see them? Oh yeah, I see them. Ehele mayana laua. Ehele mayana laua. They two are going to come to us. Yeah, ehele mayana laua. All right, and let's see what happens. Ai, maika'i. These two guys were hele mai laua. Yeah, ua hele mai. They completed the action of arriving. Great review of the papani helu lua. And the final one being laua. Maika'i loa. Ho'omawaku no. All right, like we said in our pahuhopu, the papani for tonight is our papani helu lehu. Now, helu lehu again is considered to be the expanded pronouns. Focusing on three or more people. Okay, so Hawaiian is very specific. Yeah, we have all these pronouns to cover the singular one person pronouns, the dual person, the dual two people pronouns, and now we have the pronouns for three people or more. Our first papani helulehu is kākou. Ai, kākou. You heard the phrase, it's a kākou thing before, probably, meaning that everybody's included. Everybody needs to work together. In other words, kākou, we three or more, including the person being spoken to, yeah? Including the person doing the speaking as well. So everybody, yeah? Kākou is all-inclusive, yeah? No one's left behind. No one's being left out. Everyone is included. Keep that in mind. Maika'i. Kākou. So now we have mākou, and mākou is the opposite of kākou. Mākou is exclusive because it's saying we three, not including the person being spoken to. Okay, so we three, not including the person being spoken to. Very different from kākou. Yeah, the next one is okou. You guys, three or more. If you're talking to three people or more, then you would use okou. For example, pehea okou, how are you guys doing? Yeah. Maika'i, and the last papani helulehu is lākou. Yeah, lākou. In the dual form, we had lāua. Now we have lākou. Lākou is they three or more. Okay, they three or more. All right, let's take a look at how this looks in our famous animations. All right, so here we have for kākou. We have three guys. The guy on the left is talking to the guy on the right. They're having a conversation. They're probably going to say something like, ehele kākou. Yeah, now this time he's using the word kākou, so everybody's included in this invitation to hele. All right, let's confirm that and let's see if it's pololei. Oya, they all left. They all went together because they probably said ehele kākou. Wherever they're going, ehele kākou, and they all went hele. Yeah, they all went. So maikailoa, kākou is a wonderful papani. Yeah, very inclusive. Maikailoa. The second papani helulehu is mākou, again, us three or more, but not including the person being spoken to. Okay, let's take a look at the animation. All right, we have a group of people again. We have three guys on the left talking to the guy on the right. What could they be saying? Well, I think you're right. They're probably saying, ehele ana mākou. Okay, we're going to go. They're telling the guy on the right, because we saw the arrow earlier, right? They told the guy on the right, ehele ana mākou. So what they're saying is that we're going to go, but not you. All right, so let's see if that's pololei. Oya, wahele no. They actually went and the other guy stayed behind. Yeah, because he knew that he wasn't invited because the papani is very clear. Mākou, us three, not you. Ole pirikia, no problem at all. Because they use the word mākou, it's very clear. Yeah? Next one is ōkou. So let's take a look at the animation. Okay, so we have the guy on the right now talking to the guys, the three guys on the left. And what do you think he's telling them? Ai, pololei paha oi, perhaps you're correct. Maybe he's telling them, ehele ōkou. Yeah, so he's giving the command now. He's giving the suggestion. Ehele ōkou, or you guys go. Yeah. All right. So let's take a look if that's pololei. Wahele lākou. They went. The guy said ehele ōkou and they listened and they went. And the last one is lākou. Yeah. Lākou, they three or more. Yeah. Or papani helulehu lākou. All right. Let's take a look at the animation. All right. We have two guys here. They're talking to each other. Yeah. And they're probably saying, oh, ehele mai ana lākou. Ehele mai ana lākou. Those three guys over there, they're going to come to us. Ehele mai ana lākou ya māua. Probably it would be the complete sentence, but they're just saying, ehele mai ana lākou. Yeah, they're going to come over here. All right, so let's confirm. There they are. They all showed up, all three of them. And it could have been more people too, but at least three. Yeah, three or more, then you would use the word lākou. And now they're all together. So mai ka iloa e na ohana. Again, Hawaiian pronouns are very, very specific and they serve a purpose. It provides clear communication as to who's being included and not included. And it helps to avoid misunderstandings. Yeah, so there's no question about it. If you heard kākou, then you know you're going to. If you heard mākou and they were actually talking to you, then you know, oh, okay, they're going to go, not me. Okay, so it's maika'i. It's good to know. We have 11 papani in total. Memorize all 11. And that way you can always be able to say exactly who you want to refer to when using papani. Okay, maika'i. Ho'oma wa kuno. All right, no leila, we're going to review our pepeke aike o, both in the positive and negative forms, right? Our pepeke aike o. Let's take a look at our example sentences. Okay, so again, let's go ahead and try and see if we can unuhi this, if we can translate these sentences into ulelo Hawaii, put them in the pahu kole kole in the chat, or you know, write it down on a piece of paper. So here we go. The cook is us three, not including the person being spoken to at the party. Yeah, the cook is us three or more. In other words, we are the cooks, yeah? We are the cooks at the party. All right, let's confirm the translation. Here we go. In the po'o piko ave, let's see where all of these words fall in Olelo Hawaii. Okay, maika'i, so we have oke kuke, right? Remember, we talked about emphasis last week. Oke kuke, yeah? Who's the kuke? Mako, where? At where? Makapa'ina, yeah? Makapa'ina, at the party. Oke kuke, mako, makapa'ina. The other way you could say it is o mako ke kuke makapa'ina. But in this case, we're looking at ke kuke is the emphasis in this particular pepeke aike o. All right, so let's negate this now. Here we go. Again, when we negate, we have two po'o. Yeah, po'o e kahi and po'o e lua. In the po'o e kahi, we put the word ole, and the piko remains the same. Mako o ke kuke becomes the po'o e lua. And ave remains the same, makapa'ina. Okay, so a'ole mako oke kuke makapa'ina, which is opposite of the positive. We are not the cooks at the party. Yeah, maika'iloa e ho'omau aku no. That is them three, not including the person being spoken to, in front of the strawberry. Not including the person being spoken to in front of the strawberry. All right, another fun sentence here. All right, so let's see if you got this translation correct. And again, po'o piko ave in the positive form, oke la, lako, mamua oka ohelo papa. Yeah, that's them three or more. Yeah, them is lako. Oke la, lako, mamua oka ohelo papa. In the negative form, we would say, a ole lako, oke la, mamua oka ohelo papa. Maika iloa, here is the last example for this evening. This is us three or more, including the person being spoken to, at the table. Yeah? Including the person being spoken to as well as the speaker, everybody at the table. Okay? So how would we say this is us three or more at the table? Let's take a look. All right, again, po'o piko ave. O ka kou ke ia, ma ke pa kou kou. All right, so we can see the emphasis is on ka kou, yeah? O ka kou ke ia, ma ke pa kou kou. Or you could say, o ke ia ka kou, ma ke pa kou kou. And again, in the negative form, a ole ke ia, o ka kou, ma ke pa kou kou. Yeah, this is not us on the pa kou kou. All right, maika iloa e na ohana. This is just a quick review of the pepeke aike o in both the positive and negative forms. The little review on the emphasis of the pepeke aike o, because they are interchangeable. Yeah, you can change the po'o and the piko in a pepeke aike o and it'll still be equal. Yeah, it's an equational sentence. And this evening, we added in the papani helulehu, and these are papani that express the idea of three or more people. Yeah. So keep that in mind as we go forward, as we continue to holomua on our journey of learning Olelo Hawaii, so that we can express ourselves with our ohana. Yeah. Ai no leila mahalo nui ke ia hui ho ana, e malama pono oko, a hui ho kako. Aloha. The production of this podcast was supported by grant number 90NB0038-02-00 from ACF. Its content is solely the responsibility of Aha Punana Leo Incorporated and does not necessarily represent the official views of ACF.